Due to the Memorial Day weekend, this was recorded a week out. Welcome to the Weekend Warrior. June is busting out all over with events. This is the DJBC. And it is Short North Saturday to kick off the month of June, which is busting out all over with events happening because the Short North will be hopping this Saturday. That's right, there will be two yard sales. The Short North Civic Association yard sale, and of course the Friends of Goodale Park will have their yard sale as well. But piece de resistance, High Street will be closed off for Gallery Hop. One of three times this year that the busiest strip of the Short North will be closed for what will be called Hops on High. September and December will be the other two months where High Street will be closed off for Gallery Hop. And that's not the only street that will be closed off for an art event. In Old Town East, Brighton Road will be shut down for about a block around Parsons Avenue in Old Town East for the Old Town Art Walk. The other big art road closure of the weekend is only one of two art walks in Old Town East this year. The other one's in October. And it's Bexley's weekend. Friday, there will be a pride walk led by one of our local Girl Scout troops on Main Street, followed by, weather permitting, the main event. Saturday is Central Bexley on Dawson Avenue is the Bexley Porch Fest. And on Sunday is the Bexley Home and Garden Tour, organized by the Bexley Women's Club. And June will also kick off Memorial Week. That's right, Jack's Place will be jumping. The Memorial Tournament will kick off next week at the Muirfield Village Golf Club in Dublin. This Saturday, Delaware Pride will take place at Boardman Arts Park in downtown Delaware. And Bexley and Delaware aren't the only ones to have their prides on this weekend. The first Sunday Fun Day of 2024 in Old Worthington is Sunday, and they will celebrate their pride with Worthington Pride. And if you loved Jenny's strawberry jam with Land Grant last weekend, you will be amazed. There's another strawberry festival, but you'll have to travel a half hour east in Licking County to Newark for the Newark Strawberry Festival Friday through Sunday. And in the 5th by Northwest neighborhood on 5th Avenue, Fortin Ironworks will have their June Arts and Crafts show there Saturday. And the first Sunday of the month is Community Day at the Franklin Park Conservatory, which happens to be this Sunday. And down in Lancaster, we'll be opening up a new show at the Decorative Arts Center of Ohio in their historic Reese Peters House, MOD, a visual, social, cultural renaissance of the 1960s, featuring the MOD look of the 1960s. Through August at the DACO in Lancaster, worth a trip. And Friday at Marshall Auditorium, Parliament Funkadelic will perform. This Saturday at Columbus Commons, Summer 614 concert will be taking place. Monday, Taco Week kicks off. For more, go to columbustacoweek.com. And of course, June 4th will be Taco Tuesday. Columbus Taco Tuesday. Wink, wink. And there are library summer reading kickoff events near you. The Columbus Metropolitan Library has several. And of course, other systems throughout the area, Bexley, Upper Arlington, Southwest, Westerville, Worthington, Delaware County, etc., etc., etc. And next Thursday, the Bexley Public Library will host two amazing authors, our own homegrown Hanif Adorkib in conversation with Franny Choi. And in sports ball, the Columbus Clippers host the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs this week and at Neyland Nationwide. And further up nationwide this Saturday, your Columbus Crew will host the Seattle Sounders. And again next week, the Memorial Tournament kicks off in Dublin. And in the theater roundup in Newark, Man of La Mancha kicks off the Summer of Weathervane in Newark. And Beauty and the Beast continues on at Actors Theater in German Village. And Hair continues on at Short North Stage. Not to mention, the Chicken and Beer Fest is back Saturday at Dodge Park in Franklinton. And of course, there is the Flavor Town. Oh, wait. Ugh. We're 90 days behind the joke, but you get it. You get it, right? Okay, yeah. It was supposed to be this weekend, but it was canceled a few months ago because it was too darn expensive. Guy Fieri trying to pay tribute to the land of his birth, Columbus, Ohio. Oh, well. And the Weekend Warrior will be back next week because June will be busting out with festivals. Next week, we have the Gateway to Summer, the Columbus Arts Festival, plus yard sales, more home tours, more concerts, more prides, and of course, Juneteenth kicking off. Oh yes, June, summer is here. This has been the Weekend Warrior. Have a great weekend.